World Social Media Day 2012. I've just found out about it and I'm talking with Margaret Smith here in Cork. Margaret, what's your interest in World Social Media Day?
Well, social media is something that I'm fairly passionate about, and what I've discovered is there's a little niche there for an event which focuses on the social part of social media, because every event that's out there is all about concentrating on the business and how to make money out of people rather than the actual enjoyment side of things, the community building side of things, the actual reaching out to people and finding other people that are on your wavelength and making friends, making contacts, furthering your pursuits in a particular interesting area. And I wanted to do something that marked that side of things and be completely different.
Okay, now look, tell me the story of how you got involved in this in the very first place. I want you to take me back to the beginning so that we capture, you know, tell me the story from the start.
Well, it was actually an accidental kind of falling into it, because somebody asked me, would I be able to recommend a venue last year for a social media day event? And I saw that they were struggling to organise it. So I stepped in and took it all over. And within a week or so, we had a phenomenal event and a lot of sponsorship and a lot of prizes. And we had a fantastic tweet up in Sober Lane in Cork last year, where over 120 people turned up.
So 120 people, were they all from Cork, turned up here
There was people
something?
From a few from Dublin, a few from Waterford. The majority would have been from Cork, but they were from, let's say, 16, 17, or right up to maybe 70.
And so you got the generations, different
yes,
generations.
Yes,
yeah?
And we actually mixed groups. There was business, there was personal, there was artistic, there was academic. Do you know what I mean? So we had a huge mix. There was the techies with the non-techies, and it was the first tweet-up that I've been at that actually people came away with new contacts.
Look, this word tweet-up, I have a thing about it, because I think it can mean all things to all people, right?
Yeah.
I'm not interested in the label. What exactly did you do on the day?
Well, we put it out there on social media, on Facebook and all the other platforms and Twitter, to create a meeting place for people that have either connected on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, and to come together and meet in person. And not just the people you've interacted with before, but the people that you could interact with in the future, and just all of their experiences about it.
Was there lunch? Sorry, Margaret, we were interrupted by a phone call there. Back to this thing. Yeah, was it fun?
Yes, it started off at 7 o'clock in Sober Lane, and they were very lucky. We got the first 30 drinks were free, so we got people in early, which is unusual in an Irish pub or event. And then as the night progressed, we got free pizza for everybody. The Sober Lane supplied that as well, and the drinks were flowing. And we had a DJ, and then we had about 40 prizes that were given away in a free raffle. Just people were given tickets just for turning up, and lots of local businesses sponsored the prizes. And basically we were kicked out about 12:30, and the hardliners went on to a nightclub, but I have to say I went home exhausted. But people talked about it for weeks and months afterwards, and Iraq constantly asked me when I'm doing the next one. So,
and is that why it was so good last year in Cork that you've decided are you going to do it again this year? And
yes.
Look, you said something to me about this. What's this World Social Media Day anyway? I mean, what's that about?
Well, it was a Mashable, I suppose, their brainchild. And they started.
Now, who are Mashable? I never heard of Mashable, says he with a big smile on his face.
You're asking
who
the wrong
on
one
earth
now
are
here.
Mashable?
But they seem to be a big site that regulates a lot of the technology and are up to date and keep people up to date and exactly the finger on the pulse of what's going on in technology at the moment. So a lot of people took the bull by the horns this year and are jumping on the bandwagon a little bit earlier than they did last year, so that we're more organised. What was usually successful last year was the fun element of the whole thing, rather than looking at it from a business point of view or a serious or a metrics point of view. People got together and just had fun all night long, and the crack was mighty. So I wanted to replicate that, but also this year I wanted to add an extra element. We're still going to do the tweet up at night. But
so there'll still be drinks and pizzas and all those kind of things if you can help it. Are you back in the same place this year?
No, because it's Saturday night. It's harder to get that venue because they'll be busy anyway. But we're looking at a few options at the minute. But what we want to do during the day now is create an event that will bring together all the social elements of social media, all the little communities that grow, that use social media to feed their little communities. So we've the artists, the writers, the photographers, we've got the kids from Coder Dojo, we've got the parents who have their concerns about what the kids are up to. We're going to have people, foodies, politics junkies. We've got...
You're going to let political people in? Oh, thank goodness.
And it's all about community, though, because these politics junkies have found their little community online, that they don't have to bore their children and their wives anymore, that they can actually find an outlet for all this, you know? So I'm sure we're doing a service to the community in a larger sense as well. So it means that no matter what your little niche of the world is, that you will find that community that you can identify with and share your interests with, without having to leave the comfort of your own home.
This is a conference which will have a structure, right? It'll have a program and timetable and that sort of stuff, or is it just anarchic?
No, it's going to be fully timetabled so that you can come and jump in and jump out as you need. But what I'm going to do is limit the talks to 20 minutes long, so that if it's the talk is going on in an area that really doesn't interest you, whatever, in about 20 minutes time, it'll completely change.
You know, that's what TED does. You know that you get to go on TED for 17 minutes, I think. Right?
We'll copy them.
I think that would be a good old... Yeah, and that's all you get.
And you have to do it differently. I'm looking at storytellers. I'm not looking at boring old people that are going to lecture you. I want people to tell their stories and their real life experiences and how it has benefited them. And I don't want it to benefit you in a business sort of way, in a personal and in a personal growth sort of way.
Well, I'm very keen. I can tell you, you've sold it to me, you know. And what I'd love to do is to do, the social side. I'd love to do something about storytelling and parents with their children. I think I'd love to do stuff about that. Could I do stuff about that?
Perfect. Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about it? Because how would people... I mean, supposing somebody listens to this audio, right? And they're in Vancouver, or they're in Texas, or they're in Clonakilty. What would you like them to do next?
Well, if they wanted to contact me, we're looking at ways of reaching out on the day, and we will definitely be tweeting, live tweeting. We could possibly get more technical on that, but it depends on a lot of factors. So anybody that was willing to help me in that area, I would be more than delighted to talk to them and to make that possible. And the ideal would be a live streaming situation. But again, I would need help with that on the social side, not the technical side.
And I know you're looking for a venue, and I know you're looking for a free venue. But supposing you don't get a free venue and you have to pay for it, and somebody listens to this and they want to give you money... Would you take money from somebody for it?
Take money, no problem whatsoever. That would be the perfect scenario for me. I don't like looking for money, but if anybody was interested in this and they found that it was something that they would like to give us money towards, we'd be fully accountable and give you back anything we didn't use. But I could definitely do with some help in getting a venue at the moment. I want it essentially to be free to the people attending, so that, because in the economic situation where everybody's in at the moment, that I want it to be available to everybody and have no barriers.
So how will somebody... What's the best contact point for you, Margaret Smith? How are they going to get to you? What's it?
The name
they get
of my
you?
Company is Um Num Num. And if you Google that, I'm the only one that comes up.
So that's U-M...
N-U-M-N-U-M. Or Margaret Smith in Cork. I'm fairly high up there now as well, if you Google that. And all my contact details are on my site. And I would be delighted to hear from anybody that wants to help, get involved, give money, just find out more. That would be brilliant.
We'll push this audio out as far as we can.
Okay.
And the timescale,
this is going to happen on the 30th of June, so we really have less than about 6 weeks to get this off the ground. I have a lot of stuff ready to run. I need a venue.
And can I do another audio with you in a couple of weeks' time, mm-hmm, so that mm-hmm. we can keep a track on this thing?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep, perfect.
Okay. Thanks, Margaret Smith.
All right. Low battery there.